But we arrived in Norfolk probably on the 9th of February. It didn't take long to load the ship because it was all done by conveyor belts. They'd bring a railroad car alongside the ship on a high platform, actually turn it on its side, all the coal would fall on a conveyor belt and it'd be shot into the ship. It would only take 24 hours, 30 hours to load the ship. So I know I was on deck for the finishing touches with Bob Cusick, my watch, the 8 to 12, and we were going to sail at 10 o'clock at night. Finished up, we sailed, we left Norfolk and Western Coal Terminal about 10 o'clock, and it was about 10:15 that Stevie Browning got a ride out to the ship. Captain let him on. Took about another hour, an hour and a half to clear Norfolk Harbor and go through the over the Chesapeake and Delaware Chesapeake Bay Bridge. So we cleared the bridge. Maybe 11 o'clock midnight, the pilot departed, and we turned northeast towards Somerset. When we first turned northeast, it wasn't a horrendous or unforgiving gale. Certainly, we'd all been in it before. The ship was making way. There was a lot of pounding, a lot of ocean spray. The waves were washing up on the deck. But it was nothing to be concerned about. During the night, it progressively got worse. My 8 to 12, I got off watch at midnight on the 10th, and I turned in. I know I was able to sleep that night.
I'm sorry, your watch was from?
My watch was from 8 o'clock till midnight.
Okay, so what did that consist of?
Well, when you're at sea, it's a bridge watch. You're the navigating officer. You're watching for other ships and directing the ship. When you're in port, you're directing the loading and the discharge of the cargo. Every time it was 8 o'clock to 12 o'clock, I was on watch, morning or night.
So you were on watch in port and then also out at sea when...
Correct. It just happened to fall in my 8 to 12, four-hour stretch that we were doing both. So I turned in around midnight, and I know I could sleep fairly well. The next morning, it was really starting to fetch up. It was probably 25 to 30 foot seas, 30 mile an hour, 35 mile an hour winds, spray and rain everywhere. It was getting to be pretty uncomfortable. But again, veteran, it was not the worst storm I'd ever been in. I've been in 100 foot seas, I've seen 120 mile an hour winds, so it wasn't an overpowering situation at this point. During the day, it got worse and worse and worse, and the ship no longer could make headway.
What time was this?
Probably around 3 in the afternoon.
On the 10th?
On the 11th.
On the 11th of February.
Everything had been fine since we left Norfolk up until about this point. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it was really blown. The ship couldn't make any headway. We were just making bare steerage way, and it's called Hove To. You just maintain your position into the wind so that you're not rolling or slamming. Just make it as comfortable as possible. About 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the captain received there was a broadcast by the Coast Guard that there was a fishing vessel that was sinking. The name of the fishing vessel was the Theodora. And he was about 5 or 6 miles to the west of us, towards the coast. And our captain said that he would turn, and they asked us if we would proceed to the site and if we had to lend a hand. In these conditions, there wasn't going to be a lot we could do. Lend moral support for them while they floundered and to try to fight their own battle.
How long did it take you to reach the Theodora?
An hour or so. In the meantime, there was a Coast Guard cutter called the Point Highland, I believe, that reached the scene. And there was also a Coast Guard C-130, I think. I'm not 100% sure on that, whether it's a helicopter or a C-130. But they dropped pumps to the Theodora, and the Theodora was able to get their flooding situation under control. at that point, the Coast Guard released us from the scene, and we turned again and headed northeast.
So by about what time was this?
This was about supper time, maybe 5:30, 6 o'clock.